Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindset. I've got a really special announcement today, but before I go into that, I just wanted to tell you that I'm a new woman after today. I woke up at 4:30 and I walked to the beach, I seen sunrise, and I did an hour of yoga and breathwork, a little bit of breathwork anyway, and I just feel alive and kicking, ready to come to you babies. So my exciting announcement is that we are now doing a subscription platform. So if you listen on Spotify, you'll get 4 extra episodes a month, and these are going to be kind of tailored up towards more like learning with us, growing with us, and actually doing the work. Obviously, we give you so much advice, but these kind of episodes are really going to be in depth. I'm going to take you through journal prompts. It's just going to be so good. I feel like this is the year that like we actually help you. So obviously we do a lot of workshops. I'm actually planning my first workshop in Sydney, so that's so exciting. But I want to kind of bring that kind of interactiveness over Spotify and over our podcast, because I know that we can help so many people, and it just kind of keeps you accountable. So even just listening to affirmation podcasts that we might do or journal prompts is just going to help you so much. So that is going to be available in February. Every Sunday there's going to be a new one out, and we priced it $4.99, just so it's literally a coffee. We wanted to keep the price low, and yeah, just so that you can have a little bit more of us, we can help you, and maybe also make a girl group chat. Unfortunately, for some reason, Miracle Mindsets can't do a broadcast channel on Instagram. I'm not too sure why. If anybody knows how to fix that, that would be brilliant. But we don't have a broadcast channel, so I think that we should do just a girls group chat, where we can put like podcasts and advice and things. So please let me know if you think it's a good idea. So let's get into the podcast. Today's episode is going to be answering some of your questions that you wrote to me on Instagram. So I'll put on a question box about advice that you may need, or, you know, kind of anything that you want me to talk about on the podcast. And the first one was when guys move on so fast. It is one thing that I know for certain is that I should be an investigator. So when I was going through my breakup, when I was heartbroken, like all I would look up is like the psychology of breakups, the difference between men and women's breakups. And obviously every experience is different. And I can't say that obviously this advice is gonna relate to or necessarily be true for you. But what I do know for majority is that men pretend that they've moved on, or also it might feel like they've moved on at first, and they, when they're initially single, they think like, oh my god, like the grass is greener. And then, really sorry if it's quite loud guys, I'm under a towel and I'm still using the Apple headphones because I've fucking broke my Mac, and I feel like what is actually going on with me in technology. But yeah, I don't think they have actually necessarily moved on. Like, if you've experienced, like, a heartfelt, real love with this person, or, like, it was mutual, and the feelings were genuine, I don't think that someone can just literally flick a switch and their emotions turn off. But I do definitely think that guys do not know how to sit with their emotions, and I feel like can just be a coping mechanism, and they'll go out and distract themselves. And I don't think it hits them until later on, because I think it can be so hurtful, you know. Like, I think sometimes it can look like men aren't bothered, or they haven't reached out, or you see them moving on and following other girls or whatever it may be. But being honest, like, they haven't sat with the grief, they haven't dealt with anything, and that kind of repression and just going out and enjoying themselves can only last so long, and they do have to eventually sit with it. And it comes to like the 8-week mark or the 12-week mark, and it's like, oh my god, like, I actually have fucked up. Like, they start to miss you, But if they have moved on and they genuinely stay moved on, like, if anything, I just think it was for a reason. And as hurtful as that is, like, you don't know the extent of his pain, and that should be closure. Like, the fact that he hasn't fought for you or came back is closure, because you deserve someone that is willing to fight for you and is willing to work on themselves. And yeah, so even if they've moved on, the best way to move forward is to focus on healing yourself and really sitting with the emotions, because when you have processed it, when you've like healed, you'll be such a more strong, incredible person who is glowing and thriving and who doesn't need that man. So I really hope that this advice has helped. I understand that it can look and feel so, so painful when you're at the receiving end of someone moving on quickly and seeming like they don't care. But if what you had was genuine, like, they have to deal with those emotions at some point. And it's good that as women, we can sit with our emotions, as hurtful as they are, like, sitting with them and processing them and doing the healing. You will be okay. You will glow again. You were fine before him and you'll be fine after him, genuinely. I promise you, baby girl. So the next one was mindset and finding the right path. So I think that finding the right path can feel so loaded. I feel like what is your path changes over time. The more you evolve, the more you learn about yourself. Like, I know at one point for me, I just wanted to be in the 9-to-5, in a really like huge drinking culture and have loads of friends and just be going out all the time, Friday drinks. And that for me now is what I would want least. and it's completely okay. Like, I think finding your path, I think the easiest thing to do is to not overcomplicate it. Like, I think that finding your purpose, finding what, you know, really you're meant to be doing in the world, like, I think it can feel so loaded and so pressured. I think finding your purpose starts by tapping into your emotions. Tapping into your emotions and really asking yourself, like, what brings me joy, and leaning into joy. I really think truly to start feeling like you're on the right path, I think you've got to feel good. And I think feeling good starts from getting to know yourself a little bit more. Really sitting with yourself and asking yourself, like, is the life that I'm living now lighting me up? Are my habits lighting me up? Are the people surrounding me lighting me up? And if they aren't, like, that is what you need to, that's what you need to change. You don't need to focus on this big, grandiose purpose of yours. Like, I think it starts with following what finds you joy. So, like, for me, for example, started getting into personal development, love journaling, used to video myself on, like, this massive, fat, chunky red laptop when I was little, answering all the questions when I was like 15, Pinterest questions, and I'd film myself and I'd do like a digital journal. So sometimes, like, if I was on a walk and having my thoughts, I'd basically talk to myself, like, videoing. I've got so many, it's crazy. Yeah, I've got so many. And even like the moment I met Callum, like, I have a video of me going, oh my god, like, this feels a little bit different, like, I wonder what this is gonna be, like, imagine if this actually turns into something and I've got this on film. And lo and behold, which that in itself is another story, guys, for another day. But yeah, I think that, like, starting to follow your joy, so I'd start to film, and then I said I wanted to start a little YouTube. Then I kind of wanted to create a quotes page to express myself, and then started a podcast, and now I found my purpose. I think, like, you don't know your purpose until you start to walk in the shoes of the things that bring you joy and start to lean into, okay, what do I love to do that I could do for hours, or what makes me genuinely happy, or what makes me feel at peace? And for so many people, like, who listen to podcasts and stuff, it is probably coming back to your body, coming back to yourself, bettering yourself. And so maybe your calling is in that, maybe it isn't, but start tapping into what brings you genuine feelings of gratitude and feelings of happiness. Start to do those little things, and then you'll naturally attract higher vibrational experiences, people, lifestyles. Like, for me now, like, I've started my yoga course, guys. I went in the other day for the orientation day, And like it's like an American lady at the front who is going to teach us yoga, and like I'm so excited about it. Like this morning I went to a morning yoga and it feels so aligned. Like this lifestyle is what I have essentially manifested for myself, and manifested because I took the steps. Like if you listen from the start, like you'll just know that like things take time, you know. Like I think even that question, like finding your purpose takes time. Like people find a breakthrough in the 50s, people, you know, become millionaires in the 60s. It doesn't have to be now. Like you don't have to do everything all at once. We're young, we can have fun, we can get lost. I always say in this podcast, like being lost is such an exciting thing, because like you've got so many options. I think sometimes when we have our life set up, we can feel more lost because we're like, oh, like I've got everything on paper. Like I've got the house, I've got the relationship, I've got the job, but I still feel like I'm needing to do something more. So don't be afraid of feeling lost. And in terms of mindset, I think the easiest way to start to get a better mindset is to analyze. Like the first thing that you need to do is know where your mind goes automatically. So like really start to, like for a day, for 24 hours, like make it your mission to write on your notes on your phone every time you have a negative thought, or any time you find yourself getting lost in thought, like write down what you're thinking about. Like we get what we think about most of the time. So if you're thinking about worry and stress and debt and the fact that all boys are trash, or your body isn't very good, or you know, like all these things, if we're focusing on that, that is what our brain will sway towards. Confirmation bias will start to look for the reasons why that's true. So I think the main way to start to improve your mindset is by awareness, like simple awareness. What does my mind go to when I'm having a hard day? How do I respond to conflict? How do I respond to negative thoughts that go through my mind? And an amazing analogy to really like help you separate yourself from your thoughts is like when you think about thinking, you can hear your thoughts, but you're also thinking about what you're thinking about, and so you aren't your thoughts. Like meditation, when you've done it for a long enough time, you can sit and hear what thoughts come up, and you can literally like swipe left or swipe right, literally Tinder your thoughts, like swipe left, like I don't really want to be thinking like that, and so you can let it go. Whereas you can start to hone in on the things that are more positive, but you've got to get separate from your thoughts. Sorry guys, it's absolute chaos in there. If you can hear banging, I didn't really know what was going on. I thought it was going to be a burglary or something. But yeah, so I think if I've really like made that difficult, sit with your thoughts for 10 minutes and you will be able to listen to your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. So when you're thinking, I am fat, I'm broke, I'm unlovable, I'll never succeed, these are all programs from previous experiences. These are not truth. These are not truth. The same way as you can make yourself feel like you're broke, you can make yourself feel like you're wealthy. The same way as I used to feel so unlovable and like no one will ever love me, I know that I am so loved by the people around me, and I will never falter on that. You can change your beliefs and your thoughts, but you've got to first become aware of what you do believe and whether they're limiting or allowing abundance to come in for you. So really just spend a day or two getting familiar with where your thoughts go, whether they're positive, whether they're negative, and then start to challenge them. Like if you start to write down in your notes, for example, like for me, I get myself really stressed and really overwhelmed sometimes. And so when, for example, like let's say with a career, with a job, right, I'll really overinvest in the job and get so stressed if it's like hard work or not going well. And so I can sit back when I've wrote that in my notes, like, oh, I'm really bad at my job, and then genuinely write down, like, okay, is this the be all and end all? Like, how can I improve this? Is this true, or is this from a narrow scope of mind? Like, how can I challenge that? Like, what have I been doing really well in work? And when you start to have that internal dialogue or conscious dialogue where you're going through your notes, really, really sifting through the weeds of your mind and thinking, this is not a helpful thought. Like this, me feeling stressed about this, me being in a negative place about this is not bringing me joy. And I don't want to keep thinking like this. I don't want to keep feeling broke, saying that I'm broke, and then so I am broke, because what we think, what we say, like I was saying before, confirmation bias, like things will come to you when you are needing to, like when you're stressing about something and when you're constantly saying it, what you speak, you seek, what you put out into the world, like your word is your wand. Like I always used to say that, like your word is your wand. What you speak out into existence consciously, consistently, and then pair that with emotion is what you're gonna like magnetize towards yourself through experiences. So, oh, I'm so broke, feeling so stressed about money, looking at your bank dwindling, talking to everyone about how broke you are. I guarantee you'll get experiences where you feel more broke, where you get fines, you get bills, you know, and it's up to you to change and challenge that narrative and say, I don't want to feel like this anymore. How do I want to feel abundant, blessed, and start to feel those feelings? Because the thing with manifestation is that you have got to feel it and see it and believe it before it manifests. What's that saying? I'll believe it when I see it. That is the complete opposite of manifestation. You have to believe it before you see it. Okay, so whatever you're wanting to challenge, whatever you're wanting to get a better mindset on, all you literally need to do is start to challenge it, start to change the narrative, and start to believe that it is possible for you. And if you don't feel like it's possible for you, just look at how many people are already doing it. You know, the only difference between you and them is the fact that they believe. So I really hope that has helped a little bit in terms of challenging your mindset, getting a little bit better. Another one was, yeah, finding purpose in careers. I think one thing I'm going to say about careers, right, guys, is I am not very good at holding the job down. I can't lie. I flit about. I'm very unsettled. And people think that's a bad thing. And yet it might look bad on my CV, but I've had so many experiences in different things. And I'm not afraid to move if it's not fulfilling me. Like, genuinely, guys, in the past 4 years, I've been a compliance administrator, like doing numbers and getting everything perfect. And honestly, I'm the most scatty person ever, so wasn't very good at that. I did a little bit of recruitment admin. I was a client success executive, an account manager. Now I'm a social media manager. I did marketing. Like, don't be afraid to try out new things. And like, if a career isn't fulfilling you, guys, there's so many other careers out there. Like, we don't need to deep it. We're in our 20s. Like, fair enough, it might look bad on your CV, but don't put the ones on that you were there for 3 weeks. I'm not telling you to hop around, by the way, guys. I don't think that's the best advice I've ever gave, but I'm just talking from my experience. Like, I've gained so much knowledge and really figured out what I like and what I don't like because I've tried the different careers. And like, even starting this with Miracle Mindsets, like, it's allowed me to put on my CV that I've done marketing, outreach, interviewing skills. And so if you're looking at like a marketing role and you've not done it and it's asking for experience, do a little course online, see if you can like do marketing for a small business for free, or, you know, like just figure out a way that you can kind of get a little bit of experience under your belt on your CV. And yeah, that's how I'd say I've kind of gotten to the different roles through Miracle Mindsets, guys, because I've just built something myself. It's kind of been like a self-startup. Like, I've managed to get skills that have kind of got me into different careers. But if you don't have experience, guys, like, it is easy to get it. Like, you can do a little course, or maybe ask around, ask people you know that are working in that industry and ask them to give you advice. Like, I don't think any career is off limits, guys. Like, I don't think you ever too underqualified unless it's like a doctor or a lawyer or something. So don't be afraid to try different careers. Like, if the one that you're in at the moment isn't fulfilling you, like, don't get too deep about it and don't feel stuck. Like, we're young and we can change our mind and it's okay. And the final question was more manifesting tips. I think I've done so, like, obviously, so much about manifesting on the podcast, but I would say recently, like, the last episode was about being open to kind of like receiving and being in your feminine energy. And I would say another manifesting tip would be to lay down the foundations of what you want. So I've definitely said this before, but for the past 2 years, I've been saying about coming back to Oz, and I would say it and know that it would come, but never put the plan in place. Like, manifesting is as much about just practical steps as the woo-woo side of things. Like, there has got to be an element of you making it happen. Like, you knowing what you want. So, for example, say you wanted to be a social media manager. Knowing what you want to do, thinking of a name, getting a vision board up, getting excited about it, following social media managers, seeing what they do, investing in a course, or looking for like a graduate job, or, you know, like, there's got to be an element of you making it happen. Like, if I wanted to start Miracle Mindsets and for it to be like this now with like thousands and thousands of listeners and workshops, I had to start by, at the beginning, I had to start with 12 listens on one episode. I had to start with being so embarrassed and like sharing it and being afraid of what people would think. It had to start from nothing. And so has every other successful business. So has every other successful person. They started from an idea, and that is what manifestation. I've had like literally 4 hours sleep. But that is essentially what manifestation is that it's the woo-woo, it's the putting the plans in place and receiving ideas and receiving downloads. Like, there's so many elements of practicality and like real life, and it's not woo-woo, but then there's also slowing down and getting in your body. Like, I don't think a lot of ideas come when you're busy and when you're frustrated and when you're in your monkey mind. I think a lot of ideas come from stillness, from solitude, from connecting with your body, from getting out in nature, from silencing the chatter in your mind. You've got to think of yourself, right? So we have a clear channel of spirituality. We have a clear channel that runs through us. Like, think of your chakras, think of this communication. Like, when our thoughts will send out signals, our thoughts become things essentially, and we can send signals. And so when we're clouded, when we're overthinking, and when our crown chakra and our third eye are blocked, like, we can't receive intuitive downloads. We can't kind of ask the other planes, like the other realms, like angels, spirit guides, to help us if we're in this 3D world worrying about materialistic things that humans have created. Like, worrying about money, it's a human creation. Worrying about jobs, a human creation. You know, like, we've got to tap into what is greater, like what is beyond ourselves, like asking the universe, asking angels, asking God for guidance, getting clear, getting still. Like, that is so important. Like, so many things have came because I've asked for them and I've waited and I've been patient. But things can't come if you're not willing to meet the universe halfway. So I'd say mix practical with woo-woo and get a bit weird with it. I hope this has helped. I've definitely waffled on today. And at the moment, I'm not even editing the podcast, so it's literally raw, uncut, me blubbering my words. But yeah, guys, I can't wait to get started on the February subscriptions. I can't wait to see you all there. And I love you all, and I'll see you next week.